Today is the sixth and the last Sunday of Easter. The gospel reading of today from St. John continues Jesus' farewell discourse that we've been hearing over the last few weeks. The reading tells both of Jesus' imminent departure and three promises that he makes. The other two scripture readings are also a continuation of last Sunday's readings. Today's readings are full of promises. The promise of divine indwelling, the promise of the gift of peace, the promise of the Holy Spirit, and finally, the promise of the New Jerusalem. These things that we are receiving today, particularly in the gospel, are a response to Judas, not the Iscariot, asking Jesus the question, "Master, what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" In other words, Judas wanted to know how, during the time of Jesus' physical absence, that the community of believers will have a sense of his presence. Even though, as far as the rest of the world is concerned, Jesus will simply be absent. In response to this query, Jesus stresses three things: love, the Paraclete, which is the Holy Spirit, and peace. First, he speaks of love and the divine indwelling. Love is the pivotal Christian virtue, and it links it with being true to the word of Jesus, God's word. To love Jesus and to keep his word are the same thing. Jesus' word, of course, is his whole life. It includes all of his words, all of his actions, and his teachings. If we truly love Jesus, we will keep his word. We will try to be like him in every way, sharing his vision, his attitudes, his values. To receive his word is to receive the Father and the Son, since living with the Word of God testifies to the reality of divine presence. The specifically Christian dimension of love is the intimate communion and indwelling of the Father and the Son with the disciples. Believers who truly love Jesus have his assurance that he and the Father dwell within them. Reflecting on this dwelling in us is a beautiful and intimate expression of that divine indwelling that we get from this fourth gospel, the Gospel of John. God lives in us. The divine community of mutual love that is constituted by the Father and the Son live within our hearts and within our community as a whole. It's not just that believers should come to dwell with God. God wants to dwell in us. Second, abiding with the Word of God, abiding in communion in the love of the Father and the Son is made possible through the Holy Spirit when he comes into the hearts of the disciples. Only through this power will the disciples be empowered to keep the word that Jesus has given us. That's why, referring to his departure, Jesus made this astounding promise: the Advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. When Jesus is no longer physically present, God's Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will be with the apostles, be with us. To compensate, again, for that loss of teaching, that loss of guidance, that counsel that Jesus provided when he walked with them in his earthly life. In other words, we need not be troubled or afraid because we are never alone. The Holy Spirit is always with us to defend us, to intercede for us, and to comfort us. Third, he gives the gift of peace. These are the words of Jesus concerning the peace that he gives to us, his disciples. He links it with the promised coming of the Holy Spirit. Peace is his farewell and his gift to them, his gift to us. His peace is a kind of peace the world can't give. Jesus is talking about an inner peace, the peace of having God with us in our walks through life. These three gifts are entwined intrinsically, and they work together as one, just as the Trinity works together as one God, the three persons. Jesus, his very leaving is linked to a call for rejoicing. For all those he is leaving, the apostles, he's going to be with his Father. What an opportunity to rejoice, to know that, again, he's sitting there at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us at all times through his Holy Spirit that he's given us as a gift. Just a beautiful example of love and dwelling together. We see this gift of peace in our reading today when we hear of Barnabas and Paul going to the Gentiles, first to talking with the apostles. They work out these issues in the first council of the church. They work them out and resolve them, bringing peace to the whole community of God. What a beautiful thought that is, that we can resolve our issues through the gift of peace. And then finally, the New Jerusalem, coming to us not in the gospel, but in our second reading today. One of God's most wonderful promises that he gives us there is the creation of the New Jerusalem, a place of unimaginable beauty, magnificence, enormity. It's just a beautiful place to acknowledge and to see in our hearts and our minds. Jesus promised to go ahead of his followers and prepare a place for them in the New Jerusalem. And they had their eyes trained on this future city, a place where justice would reign, peace would flourish, and righteousness endure. The symbols that we see described by the Apostle John are incredible, and we'll never run out of those as we continue to ponder upon the infiniteness of this New Jerusalem. It's a place that'd be absolutely impossible to design without divine inspiration. But it has nothing to do with material splendor. The best part of the New Jerusalem is that God himself will dwell among men. These promises that God gives, he is ever faithful and he always keeps his promises. The risen Christ fulfilled on the very day of his resurrection these promises that were given to us. And today, when we come to the end of that Easter season, Jesus challenges us to keep the word of God. He promises us the gift of the Holy Spirit, who will empower us to do as well as fill us with joy and inner peace that will calm our anxieties and our fears. The Holy Spirit is a gift to each and every one of us. We listen to him especially in prayer, guided by the words of Jesus. But we live our faith not only as individuals, but also as a community of believers, as a church. The Holy Spirit is also Jesus' gift to the church. It is through this Spirit that our fidelity to his teachings has been assured over the centuries continuing to this day, the heavenly Jerusalem, dwelling with Christ in peace. This is the good news of today.